About 100 kilometers east of the Jordanian capital, Amman, lies an arid desert. Sitting on 15 square kilometers of it is the Azraq refugee camp. Abdullah arrived 3 months ago. He left Syria after seeing 8 of his family members killed in a missile attack. But he still wants to return. He says the rats, the high prices at the market, and poor food quality are making life in what he calls an open-air prison impossible.
The rest of my family is still in Syria, and I talk to them and they want to come, but I'm telling them not to come because it's not in their interest. They run to the war planes and bombardment every day in the village. They're displaced, going from village to village, but there it's still better. It's enough that they're free.
By free, Abdullah means they can move around however they want. Here, there's no work for him, and the $28 he receives every month is barely enough to feed his son. But he can't leave the camp unless a Jordanian vouches for him. Still, Abdullah's neighbors have it worse. Nearby, an elderly mother, who did not want to give her name, lives with her 2 adult daughters and their 8 sons. They arrived only days ago.
We practically died coming over. It was awful. We were in the desert for 3 days without water, and the kids were going to die without water, but it was all to get away from Bashar's bombings.
All 3 women lost their husbands under tragic circumstances.
I was next to him and he was shot. The bullet went into him here and out from here. They shot him deliberately, face to face. And now nobody asks about how my kids are doing. No religion would accept this. What state would accept this?
Watching his father get killed has left serious marks on Muhammad. He doesn't talk much anymore and stays with his mother most of the time. Just like Muhammad, more than half of the inhabitants at the camp are children. But many are even less fortunate than he is, having lost their entire families. A number of aid agencies are focused just on helping soothe that trauma. Safety is another priority. A key agency, CARE, has built a cultural center in this village. On this day, they are celebrating a holiday with traditional Syrian music. Mahmoud used to play in Damascus bars and restaurants before the war broke out. He's been at this camp with his family for 1 month, but wants to leave.
There are a lot of bad things that happened here in the camp. A lot of bad things. Life here isn't livable. I'm hoping to submit for someone to vouch for me.
But that may take some time. Overcrowded urban areas such as this refugee camp in Amman are not a much better alternative. Refugees can't get work permits and the rents are inflated. For now, brief moments of what once was will have to do. Tala Hadavi, VOA News, in Azraq refugee camp in Jordan. Thank you.